Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
It's very difficult for missionaries and evangelists, and it's a real honor to have this precious couple tonight. I want to give you just a little info about them. Both of them have been in missions since 2009. They have been married for 7 years. They moved to Switzerland in 2015 to start and plant a church in the city of Zurich. He is also the General Youth Secretary for the German-speaking nations, and Sister Haley is the editor of the Voice of the Vision and magazine for Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And this is it here, and this is a first-class magazine, but the cool thing is it has it in English, German, Spanish, and French. And that is awesome. And Sister Haley is doing a fantastic job. Brother Nathan is the vice president of the Bible school called Apostolic Ministry Training Center. You don't know this couple, but I know them a little bit and getting to know them better. But I can tell you this, they are some of the premier missionaries right now on the field, and they are seeing phenomenal results everywhere they're going. He is a tremendous man of God and a great preacher. You're going to be glad you came to service tonight. Would you welcome Brother Nathan Hutzman? Brother Nathan, happy to have you tonight. Honored to have you. Come on, give him a good old DeQuincy welcome. God bless you.
Come on, why don't we just raise our hands toward heaven right now and just begin to magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. That's it. Give him a shout of victory praise tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you because of who you are, Lord God. There is no one like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your voice with a shout of triumph tonight if he's worthy of all your praise. Hallelujah. Come on, isn't he great? Words can't describe how good God is. But I'm glad God's a lot better than my iPad. I fixed it. It is such an honor to be here tonight. I can feel such great anticipation already. When we walked in tonight, I could just feel the anticipation. And anticipation and excitement are not the same thing. You can get excited to go to a baseball game and not anticipate your team to win. But you can come to church and you can be anticipating that God will do exactly what his word says that he will do. And you don't have to doubt that it will happen. But it will happen. We sang about it earlier. Miracles will happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for letting us stand in your pulpit tonight. Truly, truly humbled and honored to be here tonight. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. If you have your Bibles, I'm just going to follow Pastor tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? God's already here. God's already determined what he's going to do tonight. We just show up and let him do it. See, that's why it's so important that when we come to church, we expect God to do it. Because when we expect it, we'll see God do it. Mark 16 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Not maybe. Tell your neighbor, they shall recover. Tell them they will recover. Tell them it will happen. See, when you look at that word, when you begin to look at what that word recover literally means, it's implying an emphatic correctness to be healthy and not sick. So the Bible tells us that it's not the will of God for sickness and disease, but it's his will that the miraculous happens, that miracles happen, that healing happens, that transformation happens. And that's why when we walk into the house of God, just like we have tonight, we can expect that if we're blind, God will open our eyes tonight. If we are deaf, God will open ears tonight. If you have cancer in your body, God will heal you tonight. If you've got a tumor on your body, God will heal your tumor tonight. If you're lame at any kind in your body, God will raise you up tonight. If you've got heart disease or liver disease or lung disease or kidney disease or any type of internal disease, God will heal you tonight. If you're battling with anxiety and depression, God is going to heal you tonight. His word says it, and all we do is show up. God, I'm believing what your word says, and I expect it to happen. It's going to happen. Tell your neighbor it's going to happen. Now turn around to three more people and tell them in just a moment, God's going to completely heal your body. Now, if you believe that, you need to clap your hands with all your might, lift your voice up, and shout, yes! See, this is what's amazing. When we come to a place like we have tonight, and yes, we've come into a church, but when we come together collectively with one mind and one accord, where we sang and we worship God together, all of a sudden, something begins to open up wide, and we begin to see God pour out on us things that we never seen before. We begin to see God move like we've never seen him move before. It doesn't matter, like Pastor said, it doesn't matter where you've been or what's going on in your life or the things you've been doing wrong or even doing right. It doesn't matter about all of that, because it's all about him. So one more time, why don't you just lift your voice and shout hallelujah? God's about to heal you. God's about to heal you. Because when God heals you, you can't help but see him. And that's the reason God does the miraculous, is because when he heals our body, we begin to see who he really is. We begin to have an understanding of who he really is. We begin to have a revelation of his true love and his true mercy. And we begin to look to him and understand there's more to him than I've ever imagined. There's more about him than I've ever thought I knew, because I want to know more about him. And when we want to know more about him, he just simply keeps revealing himself like we've never seen before. You can sit down, stand up. I really don't care what you do, because we're not going to be long. We're going to let God do it tonight, because I'd rather let God do it than me do it, because God can do a whole lot better than I can ever do. But we've come into the place tonight. We've come into this house tonight believing. The worship team led us right into the presence of God. We worshiped. We had our hands raised. We sang with anticipation as miracles can happen. Miracles will happen. And as we began to sing that, all of a sudden something began to dwell up inside of you, because when you begin to talk about the miracles of God, all of a sudden something happens inside of us, and we began to really believe that, God, that's what it says, and so it must happen. God, we're singing about it, so I believe it, because when we begin to sing about it, all of a sudden faith begins to rise up in our spirit, and we begin to see things we've never seen before. Because if you can see it in your mind, you're half the battle's done. If you can see it in the word of God, the battle is done. Because the word of God tells us, we already read it. It says these signs shall follow them that believe. The amazing thing is the Bible tells us that all's been given a measure of faith. And so that lets me know that there's faith all across this room tonight for you to believe God to do the miraculous. It doesn't matter if it's been a long time that you've been praying for God to do it. Tonight is the night, because God has purpose that tonight I'm coming to this church, to this place, and I'm going to reveal myself, because this is the hour that God is revealing himself like the world has never seen it before. Just this morning, just in North Louisiana and in Winfield, we saw a bunch of people, 10 people to be exact, that came to an altar, raised their hands, and God instantly filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. One of the ladies, I asked her, I said, how do you feel? She got up, she started dancing. She said, I feel great. See, that's what happens when you come into a place like this, especially when you come to a Pentecostal church. Some of you look a little nervous right now. You know, the nervous ones always get the most. I've seen that. I watched a lady, actually we watched her last week in Campty. Anybody ever been to Campty? You didn't go there intentionally, did you? Or you went there intentionally. But we were in that service, and all of a sudden, this lady at the altar call, we weren't even focused on it. That's how crazy God can be sometimes in our services, where we don't even expect it, but God intentionally does something. And she came to that altar, and she said, I've had 2 surgeries on my eyes. She said, the doctors have said that I'm medically going blind, and there's nothing that they can do to reverse the blindness in my body. She said, already, I'm blurred vision. I can't see really across the room. And she says, I have to have people lead me and guide me already because the progression of this blindness. She said, and I'm believing that today God's going to heal my eyes. I said, raise your hands right now. We began to pray, and she opened her eyes. I said, how is it? Can you see? She said, the blurriness is still there, but it's starting to dissipate. I said, raise your hands one more time. We began to pray again. I told her, I said, before you open your eyes, I want you to begin to dance around, and I want you to just thank God for the miracle. As she did that, she opened her eyes, she took a step back, and she said, I can see, I can see, I can see. I said, what color dress does your mom have on? She said, it's black, and it's got pink lace at the bottom. I said, that's what God does. See, when you come into an atmosphere where the presence of God is, there is nothing that is impossible for God to do. That's how amazing our God is. See, this just isn't about a social club where we come together, where we enjoy the silver group and let them cook for us. That's not what this is about. That's just the benefits of this thing that we do. But what this is all about, it's about him and the hour that we're living in. He's coming back very soon. And he's coming back for a church that's on fire, that's so focused on him, a church that's acting like him, a church that's revealing him, a church that's showing forth the mighty acts of our God. And that's why when we come into a place like this, that his one desire is to show himself, to reveal himself. And that is exactly what God is doing in this very hour in time. Because we're seeing more miracles than we've ever seen before. We're seeing God do things like we've never seen God do before. Just a few months ago in the nation of Bangladesh, there were over 6,300 miracles that God God did. There were 60 blinded eyes open. There were 70 deaf ears that were open. There were 40 tumors that instantly fell off or dried up. Why? Because these signs are going to follow them that believe. And when we come into a house of God like we have tonight, there is nothing that is going to be impossible for our God. And when we expect it, God says, I've been waiting for you to look for it, and now I can do it because you expect it. Because when you expect it, that's when faith begins to rise up inside of you. That's where belief begins to rise up inside of you. And nothing shall be impossible for those that believe. See, but sometimes we look at sickness, we look at diseases, and we begin to reason with ourselves. We begin to say, well, this must just be a result of the lifestyle that I've lived. And sometimes it is. You smoke 20 packs of cigarettes a week, you probably end up with lung cancer. But you know the amazing thing? We've seen God walk up to chain smokers and instantly heal their lungs. Why? Because it's not contingent on us. It's simply contingent upon Him. It's simply connected to what His word declares. It's connected to what the Bible declares. And that's what we stand on. We don't stand on where we used to be. We stand on what His word has already declared to us. That's why we can come into the house of God like we have tonight, knowing that God will. Tell your neighbor it's about to happen. Tell him God's about to heal you. God's about to raise you up. God's about to set you loose. God's about to set you free. There's not an amount of bondage that can keep you bound from what God wants to do in your life. There's not an amount of drugs that can keep God back from delivering you. There's not enough alcohol in this world to keep God at arm's length from you. But God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. See, that's what it's all about. That's why the greatest miracle ever is when the Holy Ghost comes upon us and God sets us loose and we begin to walk with total freedom. We begin to walk with total boldness. We begin to walk with faith that's rising up inside of us for us to see and believe that nothing is going to be impossible. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what we think. It's going to happen. Because God purposed it to happen. Isaiah tells us that He will not let His word return void. That tells me and lets us know that God, if Your word says it, it's going to happen. One way or the other, You're going to make it happen. There's not a religion that can stop it. There's not a country that can stop it. There's not a church that can stop it. There's not enough individuals in this world that can stop what God wants to do. That's why I watched Sister Amelie as a lady in Zurich, Switzerland, that my wife and I baptized 3 years ago, and she doesn't even go to our church. She goes to another church that's unaffiliated with the Pentecostal church, that they haven't got it all figured out yet, but they're coming to a clear revelation of Jesus' name. And so we saw God fill her with the Holy Ghost at the same time. But last year, Sister Amelie was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And you know, when you love people, it just makes you pray harder. Because it doesn't change the fact that God, Your word says this, now do it. I mean, you look at Moses. You look at Abraham. Abraham said, God, if there's this many, then do it. He didn't say, oh God, will you maybe think about it? He said, God, if there's this many, do it. So that lets me know that I can stand here and say, God, this is what You said. God, this is what You promised. God, this is what You declared. I'm not just pulling something out of thin air. God, this is what You said a long time ago before this ever showed up in my life, before this problem ever presented itself. God, that's what You said.
Sister Amelie, that brain tumor began to grow. The doctor said there's no cure. You're going to die in just a matter of weeks, maybe months. He said you might as well wrap everything up, tell your family goodbye, and just get ready because you're about to die. The week of our Bible school training, the last day, Sunday, February 10th, I believe, she walked to an altar because we opened it up if anybody needed a miracle. She was the first one in the altar. She came, raised her hands, the word of faith went forth, and all of a sudden, Sister Homily began to scream, "It feels like something tingling in my head right now and coming out of my ear." You know, we just began to rejoice with her because we weren't going to tell her anything different. I messaged her pastor a few weeks later, and I said, Pastor, what's the latest on Sister Amelie? He said, "You'll never guess." She went back and made the doctor run another report. The doctor came back, began to scratch his head and said, "I don't know what happened, but there's not a tumor at all in your body." Why? Because these signs will follow them that believe. That's why it doesn't matter what the report has told you. What matters is what his report has already declared before your report ever showed up. See, his report is superior to any other report. It doesn't matter what your family said. It doesn't matter what the counselor said or the lawyer said. It doesn't matter the judgment that the judge came down on you. What matters is what his promises have already declared to you and me and everybody in the world that these signs are going to follow them that believe. See, faith is not an emotion. Faith is simply a fact that God is sovereign and God does it exactly like his word declares him to do it. God is consistent. It doesn't matter the lifestyle that you've come from or currently living right now. What matters is that we raise our hands and we recognize God, just like the psalmist said, "I enter into his gates with thanksgiving." He was saying, "God, when I come into your presence, I lift up my hands in total surrender because you are in control. You're supreme over all. It's all about you. It's not about my report. It's not about my problem, but it's all about you, God." See, it doesn't matter what's been going on in your life. See, when you can focus on him, just like David said, "I look to the hill from whence cometh my help." See, when you begin to focus on him, you can't see all the other junk. When you look to him, you can't see what's going on in life. When you're looking at him, the sickness doesn't really matter anymore. When you're looking at him, the divorce, yeah, it hurts, but it really doesn't matter anymore. When you're looking at him, the despair, the depression, the anxiety, really doesn't matter because you can only see him. And when you see him, you realize, God, it's all about you. God, you're in control. God, you have all power. God, you have all authority. God will do exactly what his word says that he would do. Just a few weeks ago in Oklahoma, we prayed, had an altar call just like we're about to have in just a moment. Lady came up to me afterwards. She said, "I couldn't be certain in the altar." She said, "But I went to the bathroom." She said, I lifted my shirt up. She said, "I had a big old tumor the size of a baseball in the middle of my back that the doctors weren't sure what it was. It was just a big old growth." She said, "I reached back there to feel if it was gone, and it wasn't there anymore. It simply disappeared because God healed my body." I watched a lady in Ohio hobble to the altar area on a cane as somebody helped her up there. She was beginning to worship God with her left hand raised and her right hand on the cane as she was worshiping. All of a sudden, she stood up straight. She threw her cane down on the altar and began to dance around. I looked at the pastor and I said, "Pastor," I said, "something's got to be going on." He said, "You better believe it, something's going on." We began to testify of all the different miracles that God was doing. doing in that service. She said, I had a stroke that caused paralysis on the entire right side of my body. She said, I haven't been able to walk without assistance. She said, my whole left side is paralyzed. But she said, just a moment ago, God raised me up and healed my body, and now I can move the entire right side of my body. You can feel it right now. I can see it on your face right now. You feel it. God's about to do it. God's about to do it for you. See, God's about to do things. See, the reason, John 2:23, I believe it says that Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover. And it says, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles that he did. See, there are 7 billion people in this world. And there's a 7 billion soul harvest right in front of us. There's a 7 billion soul revival that God has literally handed us, put in our laps, and given us everything that we need to see 7 billion people come to a revelation and an understanding that he is God. See, there is nothing that can hinder God's people. There is nothing that can restrain God's people. But this is the hour of the church, and this is the hour that God is releasing things into the atmosphere, into his church, into his bride that he's never released before. Because the closer that we get to the coming, the closer we get to him, and the more he reveals himself to us. See, we worship tonight, and I'm almost done. Musicians, if you want to come, you can come. Because I told you, we're not going to be long. We'll let God do it. We worship tonight. We sang about miracles. Pastor talked about miracles. As we worship, see, there's something amazing about your worship. When you worship, literally you open a doorway into the miraculous that an otherwise would not be opened. Because there's something about worship. You worship, all of a sudden your mind comes off of the problem and your mind goes on him. See, when you worship, all of that stuff outside the walls of this church just seem to not really matter anymore. Because when you worship, all of a sudden your attention, your focus, your love, your desire is completely on him. And all of a sudden, as that worship begins to open a doorway, all of a sudden the miraculous begins to happen. People begin to get up out of wheelchairs. People begin to dance around. Eyes begin to open. Ears begin to open. Tumors literally begin to fall off. When worship begins to rise, all of a sudden things happen that hadn't happened before. Stand with me tonight. Something fast, brother. And just get ready. We're going to have an altar call in a minute, and then you can play. Keep playing right there. You know what's amazing about the Word of God? I'm a very OCD type of guy. And if you've any of you have ever taken the true color test, I'm like a 45 gold. If you know what that is, awesome. But I take God's word like he says. And if he said he'll do it, that's plain and simple. That's the bottom line. God's going to do it. I may be crazy. You may think I'm a little nuts right now. But I really don't care. Because I know what God does. The missionary, Brother Corbin, I don't know if he's ever been here or not. But he's the missionary in Bangladesh. During the crusade, he told all of his national team members, he said, I want you to go find every lame person, and I want you to raise them up out of their wheelchairs, out of their beds, off their crutches, and command them to walk. Go do it now. He told them. Okay. If pastor told you to do that, you may look at him like he's nuts. But they went and did it. A few minutes later, they came back and said, Brother Corbin, I come to report to you that they're all walking, They're not in their wheelchairs anymore. They're dancing around. They got the Holy Ghost now. They're not on their crutches anymore. They're not in their beds anymore. But God healed their body. See, that's what God does. Plain and simple. God's really a simple God. God's not this God that we've got to try to comprehend and figure out. But God just lays it out like it is. And when we get a hold of it, that's why he said these signs are going to follow them that believe. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. In my name, they're going to receive the Holy Ghost. In my name, they're going to be healed. Why? Because this is the hour that God's revealing himself. This is the hour that God's showing himself mighty. This is the hour that God just keeps pouring himself like we've never seen before. You can feel it rising. Seems like all of a sudden it just took off. This is what I want you to do. We're going to do this quickly. I want you to take your neighbor by the hand right now. Now look at him and say, come on, let's go to the altar to get the miracle. And now bring him to the altar. Pastor, ministry team, Sister Nealon, Sister Holzman, come join me on the platform.
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.